Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Life on the front lines requires you to step up your game. Owned and operated by former Navy SEAL Sean Mattson, CardoMax has designed just the right supplements for you and is offering Drinkin' Bros an exclusive offer. Buy one, get one free on your first order. Go to CardoMax.com and use the promo code DB. That's CardoMax, CardoMax.com, helping you achieve your max. Welcome to Drinkin' Bros, kids. We got Caleb Francis on the show and Jack Mandeville. Caleb, when's the last time you took a man in your mouth?
I guess since never.
At one point, though, right?
I hope not. Not that I can remember, at least.
Yeah, but you're really? From maybe West Virginia, so it's probably happened.
It's probably happened. Yeah. I mean, maybe when I was asleep or passed out somewhere.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
probably happened.
But you have the voice for it.
Yeah. People seem to like it. It's soothing. It's not too rugged. I'm a big man, but the voice is calming.
So. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You may have taken a man in your
probably.
Mouth. Yeah.
Well, I don't remember. Not above it. Yeah. It just hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Obviously. Yeah. Obviously. Because you have the voice. I'm from Atlanta.
Yeah, okay.
You have the, I'm not gay, I'm just from Atlanta voice.
Yeah.
But I like it, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because if you stand up, you're a fucking powerful man.
Yes. Yeah.
But just sitting down having a nice warm chat with you, it's very...
I get it.
I think we could fuck.
Probably. That's what my Twitter audience thinks as well.
Now, do they really?
Oh, yeah.
This is all, by the way, just Ben. He's just flying up a test balloon to see how malleable you are with regard to your sexual orientation.
Yeah.
Because he's trying to fuck you, is what I'm saying, and with bigger words than that. That's what just happened, folks.
I'm not trying to fuck him, but I want to know who's available, right? So if a plane goes down, and you're on it, we're all on the plane together, like, hey, man, am I going to be able to fuck you, or what's going to happen here?
Yeah, I mean,
no, I'm going to jack off.
Really?
Jack off.
So if the plane's going down, you're just jacking off as hard as you can.
One last nut.
As quick as I can.
That's gonna be the fucking name of the movie they make afterwards. One last nut.
One last nut, the Caleb Francis.
And it's just a guy fucking struggling to find anything. How long is this gonna take? 3 minutes. I can fucking do it, man. Then there's all these flashback sequences of him training to bust nuts fast. What do you think?
Cranking it out.
That's your biopic?
Yeah. That's
one last nut, the Caleb Francis story. And it's just the trailer is like, Denzel Washington's flying the plane, drinking vodka, and you're just like, Jack, what about you? What are you doing? Plane goes down. What are you doing? Last thing.
Probably watching Caleb jack on. I mean, what else could you do? No matter what your plans were, if he starts doing that, everybody's going to be like,
damn, all right.
This guy really is getting after it.
But do you join him? Yeah. Like, do you join him or do you watch him?
Yeah, there's nothing I love more than that post-nut clarity.
Yeah.
So if the plane's going down and you're able to bust one out, this isn't too bad right now.
Yeah.
Right.
You just go right to sleep and just let it happen.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to switch it up for you. Let's say you're on the flight with your grandparents and you guys are going to like a family reunion, but it's your grandmother next to you.
Yes.
Still go
I'm
one
still
last
going.
Night?
Yeah, I'm still
oh, yeah.
going.
No way.
Not even thinking about it.
I am. I don't do that.
Well,
to
my grandmother's dead, so it'd just be a pile of bones there. So
I'll go ahead and I'll put her down
that's
myself
gotta stop.
Right then. I'll twist it and then crank. Yeah.
That's, you know, speaking of that, too, I just realized I bought this shirt when I went to my brother's funeral 6 years ago, and he's always been looking... Down on me from heaven, watching me jerk off all the time
shirt.
And everything like that.
I don't know why. I don't know how that came about. By the way, in the religious stuff, like, why would we expect people in heaven to be looking down on us all the time?
That's my brother's been creepy, watching me jerk off for 6 years now.
Yeah, like if anybody
was alive, he never knew I was doing it or when at least.
If anybody's been looking down on me, they have seen some horrifying shit.
Yeah. They stopped.
They've stopped.
Time.
Yeah.
You know what? I can't wait. I can't wait till I'm 89 years old. I've created a wonderful family. I got grandkids, and I die, and I get to watch my grandkids jerk off.
Yeah.
That's nice. That's a nice feeling.
Yeah.
I guess if you're dead, those laws don't apply anymore.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Worst place you've jacked off, Caleb?
I used to work in a state park, and I would jack off in this like abandoned bathroom quite often. Yeah.
I know from the stutter at the end that he's telling the truth, yeah. And it's making him laugh because he's remembering doing
oh,
it.
Oh yeah,
that's how you know
yeah.
it's true.
Oh yeah.
What's the state park? Are we allowed to say is it Yellowstone? Is it something? What? Something
there's
nice?
No. I don't think the statute of limitations is probably already passed on that jacking
yeah,
off.
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, it was. It's like my hometown park. Twin Falls is the name of it. Yeah, jack okay. off a lot there.
So if you go find a weird looking bathroom in Twin
Scary
Falls State
bathroom.
Park,
there's
shine a black light. Shine a black light on the walls, and you can see evidence of Caleb Francis. Yeah.
And the reason I ask, you have a massive following online.
Yeah.
This way, if any of your fans really want to feel like they're a part of your life,
they can go there and crank one out in that haunted bathroom. And it's like we've shared a moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the bathroom they can hit don't you work. You can't flush the toilets.
Oh boy, that's not great.
Yeah.
So you're not still in there.
Still there.
Yeah.
The coons have probably been in there at it, possums.
Well, man. So. Did they just eat cum or what?
How's raccoons?
Probably, yeah.
Raccoons.
Yeah, raccoons.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Just clarifying, we're in a racially sensitive time right now.
Okay, yeah.
I don't
true.
Want to throw that off.
No, I get
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Look,
yeah.
Totally get
I
that.
Didn't know that rodents ate cum.
They do.
I wouldn't have cleaned mine up if I'd known. I feel like I've robbed the rodent community.
Yeah,
protein.
I haven't heard the word. I haven't coon yeah. the abbreviated version of raccoon yeah, for a long
yeah.
time.
Oh yeah.
So you're about that life.
Yeah, I mean, like I mean,
from
that's
West
just
Virginia.
Grew up. Yeah, coon hunting and stuff like that. That was a normal thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
West Virginia. Were you in a holler or anything?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
No shit.
Yep.
What was that like?
I mean, for me, it like you know wasn't like crazy holler or anything like that. We dealt with a lot of like shitty people like right down the road, but it wasn't like. Nonstop insanity and stuff like where I lived, probably like a half mile radius up and down the street was like all family. So like my dad's sisters, my mom's family, like all of them were like kind of moved close and just owned this like own little area. So it wasn't crazy, but it was just so far from everything, man, like an hour to like the closest like good grocery store and stuff like that. So
people fucked in your family.
Probably.
Yeah.
Somewhere down the line, sure. Yeah.
My favorite part about West Virginia history is that in 1863,
Jesus
in the
Christ.
Middle of our nation's worst war ever with ourselves,
yeah.
already at that point there were 400,000 dead Americans. In the middle of the America's worst days, West Virginia was like, we want to become our own state. Right? And they're like, oh, okay, you're going to fight for the North or the South? Neither.
Neither.
Yeah.
Nah.
But that's the way I feel about that state now. I've been there 4 or 5 times. It is a state unlike any other state that I've ever been to, and I don't really have an explanation for it. I went to a game at Morgantown where West Virginia University
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I used to go to WVU. Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
So everything is all uphill.
Yes.
The girls have huge calves.
Oh, yeah.
And they dip at the games.
Yeah, a lot of them do, yeah. When I was there, I was a bouncer at a club when I was there. And so that was a lot of fun. And so I got to see a lot of that, like, crazy shit going on. And the, like, I forget the name of the staircase, but there was a staircase in Main Street that, like, 10 stories high.
Yes.
That, like, oh, I'd be so fucking sweaty when I'd get to class, man. I'd go to class and have to, like, wipe my ass off and, like, my taint and stuff before I went in.
Yes.
So I didn't want to leave a nasty puddle in my fucking seat. But, yeah, everything was uphill, man. It was the worst.
Everything. So I went to that 10 staircase thing is real.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
like, when you go there, everybody's like, oh, hey, do you want to do it? Do you want to do the thing? And I was like.
What am I, fucking Rocky? No, I don't want to do it, asshole.
But I was like, I guess.
There's an elevator, too. So.
Oh, is there really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll get two giant dudes to carry me like those guys carried Justin Bieber up the Great Wall of China. I'm not walking up. Shit. Yeah. I'm not doing shit.
It's almost like a human rickshaw. Like, that could become a lucrative business right there, just hiring other men to carry you around.
Seriously, that's like the new sign of wealth. Like it used to be obesity back in like 2,000 years ago.
Yeah.
Now it's like shiny stuff or whatever the fuck, or a young hot wife. But it could become like I don't go anywhere without being carried by a large
without
man.
My guy. Yeah,
sorry,
my
that's just how it
boy.
Is.
Yeah,
I mean,
boy.
Dave Chappelle did that, making fun of Puff Daddy, right, back in the day.
Yeah. I need you to go down to Queens and get me breast milk from a Cambodian immigrant.
But by the way, that was
the finest breast milks.
That was true. Like, if you watch that, they did a whole series on it on MTV.
Oh, yeah, Making the Band or whatever the fuck it was
called.
And
he used to make all the fucking
God, he is
people
such a cunt, dude.
Do, like, the weirdest shit for
how
him.
How is this
going like,
to start my music career?
Yeah. It's like,
I don't think he was a dick or anything. They just didn't have a good plan, and they had to figure out weird shit for people, like, challenges for people to do. Like, you got to do this. It's like, what the fuck? It's like, Easter. Yeah. It's Easter weekend right now. So Jesus dies, right? Mm-hmm. For because he sent himself on a suicide mission to save us mm-hmm. from himself.
Sure, sure, sure.
Anyways, 3 days later, chocolate rabbits. Now, I'm missing something, clearly.
Peeps.
Peeps.
Yep.
Yeah, you're missing peeps in there.
No, I mean, I'm missing the goddamn connection between the savor of the universe and chocolate bunnies, goddamn it.
Jesus was really good for the Easter industry. I'm not
gonna
lie.
Oh, yeah. Well, Christianity's been pretty good at turning pagan holidays into commercial activities.
Especially American Christianity.
Yeah.
It's worked out
because our true religion is money. So.
Yeah, absolutely. True. Craziest West Virginia story.
I had a lot of really good ones from when I worked at the park. I had to go and search for people trying to kill themselves a lot.
Oh, wow.
That was a lot of fun.
Do a lot of people commit suicide in the parks in West Virginia?
I guess that was just a thing. They go, and I mean, you know, it's like it's really off to itself. You just go up in the woods, kill yourself, nobody around, you're kind of secluded. I had a lot of four or five times that I had to go and drive around and hike some of the trails and look for people who, like, were trying to kill themselves there. So that was some fun times.
Oh, it was like the Japanese forest in
almost.
In,
yeah,
yeah.
There was a in Welch. I'm sure you guys have probably heard of that. It's like Welch and McDowell County are like that's what most people know of West Virginia, like the worst places. Me and my friends used to go there really late at night, 2 and 3 in the morning, and explore abandoned houses. And we were dumb.
It's a really good idea.
Yeah, but we were going down this back alley, and there was like two dudes just fighting in the middle of the street. We watched him shoot a dude, and then he started walking towards our car, and we had to like just back up and whip around in the middle of the road. That was a pretty intense night.
As the guy?
Probably. I was only like 12 when we were doing
that.
Wow,
that's like a modern version of Stand By Me. Right?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think they witnessed the murder, though.
Yeah, we saw him get shot, and then he was crawling away in the street, and the guy looked at us and started like walking towards us with a gun, so we...
And you're a bunch of 12-year-olds just driving around in a car.
Well, I was 12, and then like one of my other friends was 12, and I was there with like my older cousin and like some of his older like dude friends. So it's like we were like... becoming part of the like cool dude group.
Yeah. You need mentors when you're young. Yeah,
exactly.
Sure, yeah.
And that was a really good thing.
And
to
any good any good mentor is gonna immediately get you involved in a murder. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Sure. Yeah, that'll really speed up.
Did you ever find a dead body in the forest when you were doing?
No, I never found any human.
What would you have done? Sure. Would you have like RDT'd it, or would you like dropped an elbow? Like I feel like I want to make sure it's dead. If you're not armed. Because, look, nobody... We've watched too many zombie movies at this point. That's a problem.
Yeah.
Anytime I come across a dead body, which is pretty frequently, let's be real, I always put two rounds in it just to see.
Just to make sure.
Because you don't know.
No, you don't.
You don't know. And even if it doesn't kill it because it's zombie now, it'll at least react typically.
And you'll
that.
Know.
Then I'll know, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That's my wife's fantasy in this life. That's her last, like...
Zombie apocalypse?
Bucket wish. No, is to find a dead body.
Oh, shit.
That's all she wants to do. All she watches is crime docs.
We can do that for her 40th birthday.
Oh, yeah. So she used to go and run on, like, trails and shit, like, out in the woods, just looking for a leg or a foot or something like that. And
fingers crossed.
Yes, every time. Every fucking
She just
time.
Needs that dog from Big to go dig it up out of homeboy's backyard, right?
Yeah. But whenever there's a story of a, you know, woman jogger finds dead body on the news,
she gets butthurt,
dude.
Yeah.
Yes, I wasn't in St. Louis. Yeah.
That's a reasonable thing, though, I think. I mean, well, it's not, but it's reasonable given the context that we're provided these days, which is that white women are obsessed with fucking murder and serial killers.
Yeah.
So, of course, he wants to see that in real life. That's like being obsessed with Jordan and fantasizing about fucking
him.
Playing him. Well, who doesn't want to fuck Michael Jordan? I mean,
I don't.
That's a story to tell, right?
You know what? That's a good point, though. He is the greatest of all time, so I'd probably fuck him for the story.
Yeah.
But what other greatest at what would you fuck for the story?
Pete Weber Jr., the bowler. He's the greatest athlete of all time.
Whoever PDW. You think you are, I am.
Yeah, PDW is my favorite. I love the fuck
he just retired. Didn't he retire like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, he retired, but his mustache is still on the tour.
Yeah.
It is, but did you watch the retirement video?
Yeah, it was a little awkward.
Real
cringe,
awkward.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, because he looks in the camera and he's like, oh, this sport's giving me so much.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. And then throws a perfect strike, right? And you're like, oh, fuck. Yes, dude, you're retiring on that, and you're going to get out of there. And then he went back and grabbed another ball for some reason and only hit 4 pins on the next throw. And you're like, God damn it, man, I didn't want to see that part.
Yeah.
And then he did pick up the spare, though.
Okay.
So he picked up the spare, and then he walked off after that. And I was like,
The duality of man. Yeah. That's all it is. He's trying to show you that it's okay to fail at first. If you continue, you'll succeed eventually.
I'm sure that's probably
definitely what Pete Weber was thinking after drinking fucking five old Milwaukees on the way over. You know what I mean? Jesus Christ. What are you fucking looking at?
I'm just soaking in the show. I'm just happy to be here, guys.
No, you're on the show. You got to say words.
Yeah, what the fuck's your story, Jack?
God
What's going
damn it,
on,
Jack.
Dude? What's going on with you today?
Well, my brother died 6 years ago. So.
Today?
Well, no. Okay. But that's how I got this sweet shirt. You know? Yeah. I've been actively doing Stolen Valor for over a year now, and I'm very proud of that.
Whose valor are you stealing?
Yeah.
I'm stealing that of the Red Horse of the United States Air Force, specifically the 820th based out of Nellis Air Force Base.
And that's your hat?
Yeah, that's my hat. I got it on when I was on a USO tour thing.
Yeah. Okay.
One of the little airmen gave me their hat. And I started wearing it around, and I really liked the attention that it got me. So now I've just been telling everyone.
Now, are you just wearing the hat, or are you telling
no,
people?
No, I tell them I was Red Horse, yeah.
Okay.
I went to the Wikipedia page. I did research. Like, I'm going all in on the Stolen Valor.
Do you have an inside man? Is there anybody from Red Horse that's feeding you information?
Somebody
so you
that was
legit?
In Red Horse came to a Friday Night Jack Sesh a few weeks ago and gave me a bunch of Red Horse swag.
Oh, nice.
So
no
he's
way.
Assisting me in my Stolen Valor, yeah.
No shit. Has anybody called you on it in the streets? Of like, hey, man, I was in there.
No, because the good part is it's not like I'm claiming to be like a Navy SEAL or a Green Beret. It's completely believable that I was in like this Air Force unit. So
right.
As long as I can name like the base I was stationed out of, no one questions it.
What's the name of the base?
Well, Nellis Air Force Base, the 820th Squadron
okay.
of Red Horse. Yeah.
And what did you? What was your rank?
I was a tech sergeant when I got out. Yeah, did 8 years.
Yeah. What made you get out?
My family. I wanted to have a family, and you know, I didn't want to miss out. You know, as a Red Horse guy, you deploy a lot,
right.
So I wanted to make sure I could watch my kids.
How's
grow.
That old family?
Yeah, thing how many kids you got?
I got two. I got two from my first marriage, and then I got seven stepkids now. So
okay,
seven. Yeah. What are their names?
Danny, Johnny, Billy, Ronnie. Why are you doing this to me, man?
Because of Matt Damon.
You gotta have a story, brother. Yeah. You gotta have a story. Yeah.
Because
in place,
of Matt
Jack.
Damon. That's why I did it.
Yeah.
Because he was able to name all 12 brothers.
Oh, that's right.
In
yeah.
That's why. And you remind me of Matt Damon.
Well, I mean, what part?
Is that not right?
What part of you reminds
Which Matt Damon?
Yeah.
Oh, I can do Boston Scumbag for the rest of the show.
No, you remind me of Matt Damon from Team America.
Oh, okay, that Matt Damon, right.
The one that he gets raped?
No, where he just says Matt Damon.
Yeah,
over. Damon.
Yeah. Look, being from West Virginia, you have to have like 50 fucking cousins.
I've got a pretty big family in general, yeah. Like my dad has three brothers, four sisters, and then I have my mom's side, and she's got like three sisters, and she had two brothers. Mm. And so
your dad is an interesting guy, right? Do you want to talk about that at all, or we're going to skip it?
Yeah.
He's not the best, but
if he's a terrible father, let's get into that.
We should probably skip
yeah,
that.
Let's
Why,
skip
did
that.
He murder somebody?
No, nothing like
he's
that.
He's just not the best.
No.
Raper?
No.
Nothing just, illegal, really.
Hey, dude, that's where my mind goes.
No, it's
kill or rape.
There's a sex demon, we'll just say that, within my family. That apparently plagues all of the Francis men. And that's as far as it needs to go.
Just hopefully a lot of
whoever gets a hold of me.
I really like how that worked out right there.
A sex demon that plagues the Francis family.
Apparently, yeah.
What is
just
it?
Just horny men.
Okay.
Far too horny.
Yeah. Well, it happens. Speaking of demons, you've done a lot of stuff on this on the sleep paralysis demon.
Yeah, I've done quite
a few of them. I'm a big fan of that stuff.
Yeah, they're fun. I like it.
They are fun. So tell us,
the audience.
Yeah, is this autobiographical or?
I just do like the little clips where it's like me asleep, and then I also play the demon, and I'm like hovering over the bed, and I'm like, hey, what's up, man? And just talking to me as if I'm a scared little kid or some shit. And I did another one recently. Heather was doing one, and I got to be a part of it. It was fun.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's fun.
I enjoy your videos very much.
You're fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Thank you.
How did you even get started in all of that? Because, you have a huge following.
Yeah, I'm starting to get there. I've been making videos since, like, 12 or 13 years old. Me and my friends, back when, like, Jackass was first really, really popular, me and my friends would kind of do, like, child versions of that kind of stuff, where we'd pull sleds behind four wheelers and, like, you know, sling ourselves into shit and just stuff like that. And then we started making
Search abandoned houses.
Yeah, literally.
Most impoverished counties in America.
Worst places in
America. Did you get any of that on video?
We do. We've got one. Man, I can't believe we even did it too. It was in an old abandoned, like, hospital. And we went into the bottom floor and got into the air ducts and climbed. It's all concrete.
Jesus Christ.
You had to go in at an angle, and we climbed through the air ducts. There was, like, bones and shit. It was all, like, mud. It was, like, bones and, like, stuff like that, like, all over the floor. And it came out inside of the furnace. We had to just, like, move this giant sliding door
and hop
out of the furnace. That was pretty cool. But we had a couple little videos and, like, pictures of that. I'll have to find them.
Yeah, that's wild. It sounds like most of the things you did as a child involved abandoned buildings.
Yeah, we like hiking. Like, we were always camping and hiking, doing stuff like that, and then exploring. Like, that was our, like, we loved that crap because it was like coal camps and stuff like that around where we lived. So there was always like coal, the coke and coal companies, and these like old schools and stuff like that that are still standing because they were all concrete. So yeah, we did a lot of that kind of stuff, like exploring buildings, and but we'd started making videos. And I kind of just kept making them myself as we all, like, kind of kept growing up and everybody moved away. I kept making them myself, and I didn't do it much for a few years in college and then started back again. I think my first viral video was like 6 years ago now on Facebook. That's where I first really started making something out of it. So, yeah, I've been doing it ever since.
That's fucking crazy. Yeah, so is that your sole profession now?
Yeah, yeah. Just making videos, doing, like, streaming on Twitch and stuff has gotten, like, pretty good for me. And just working with sponsors and shit. Now, I don't know if you know, I'm a Hanes model now.
Mm-hmm. Are you really?
Yeah, I'm a Hanes model. So Michael Jordan himself may have picked me out. He may have seen me on TikTok and said, that's the one.
No
his new boxers, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, it was a really good time. So
is Hanes paying you for this?
Yeah, yeah. I did two ads for him. Well, I did one ad for him, and they really liked it. They made a second contract for me so that they could share it on their other stuff. Mm. So...
Can you pull that up, by any chance? Can you pull up Caleb Francis Hanes on there on
it's
the screen?
It's on TikTok, yeah.
It's on TikTok?
It's just TikTok, yeah, yeah.
Oh, so shit, they're paying... Hanes is now paying people to do TikTok shit?
TikTok is getting so big with sponsorships and stuff like that. That's where 90% of my, like, main sponsors are from right now.
No fucking way.
Yeah, because it's got, like, it's the biggest social media right now, I think. Mm. Like, how many, like... millions of users.
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, all these major companies like Nike and, like, all this stuff are coming on to TikTok to get people advertising their stuff.
No shit. How many followers do you have on TikTok?
I'm closing in on 1.5 million.
Fuck.
Yeah, that's my biggest page for sure, yeah.
No way,
yeah.
Dude. Yeah, can you pull up his TikTok? Caleb Francis on TikTok.
TikTok, yeah.
man, I fucking... make fun of TikTok all the time. I had no
Everybody
idea.
Everybody does, man.
And but I had no idea.
Yeah,
like,
it's getting so big. And it's just like, I mean, did you like Vine?
Like, I did. Yeah, I did like
it's
Vine.
It's basically the same.
Yeah, it really is.
It just, like, happened to attract a lot of super young kids at first. But
because it was a different app at first.
Yeah,
it was like a dancing music app.
Yeah, you could sing or karaoke to it.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it was.
There's a lot more sketch comedy over there now.
Yeah, now a lot of your like favorite Viners are on there, and then there's so many new people.
Wait, tell me who my favorite Viners are.
Well, Vincent Marcus.
No, you tell me.
Because I don't have any.
Vincent Marcus was my favorite.
Charlie
right?
Classic and Vince.
Yeah, they're both on there. Yeah.
Amanda Cerny, is she on there as well?
I think so.
She's pretty funny.
She's just always being hot. So
yeah.
But she doesn't write any of this stuff. But she's good at doing the
fucking stuff. Yeah, she does the stuff.
Yeah, they're good.
Show, pull up the Hanes campaign one. Do you know which video it is?
You could probably scroll down just a little bit. Yep, there it is.
I'm actually, I helped with this one.
Yeah, you did.
Wait, did I help?
Yeah,
I don't remember
if
I helped.
Pop that up full screen. Holy shit, dude.
Yep. Can you turn the volume on?
And just show a little clip of my ass.
Cooking some ice.
Wait, start it over so we can hear it.
Start it over and we'll play the volume. I didn't know Jared is in this, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Jared's in everything.
There you go.
Oversharing your underwear.
Yep, that's the campaign.
Oversharing your underwear.
Sometimes I just get so comfortable at home that I don't put pants on. I actually got rid of all my pants. I don't own a single pair of pants at all.
That's Jared's house, by the way.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I don't need them anymore. Just send them back.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
So oversharing in your underwear is the
name of the campaign. Yeah,
that's the campaign.
God, this is fucking insane, dude. I had no idea that they pay for shit like this. Yeah. I mean, it's amazing.
Ridiculous stuff. I had to make 2 razor ads recently, and like my whole right nipple is shaved, and that was for Dollar Shave Club, and then it got flagged immediately. I had to take it down.
So really?
Yeah. So I shaved my whole nipple for no reason, and I had to redo it with my shirt on and just kind of like pretend that I was.
I like how the nipple has become one of the more offensive things you can see. Like ridiculous. Murder's fine.
Oh yeah, there's some crazy stuff on there. Little kids with their tits out all the time, and like guns and swords. Yeah. Anytime I've ever, like, I get videos taken down a lot because I use like fake swords and stuff just fucking around, or they're in the background.
Yeah.
Immediately down.
No shit.
Yeah, it doesn't even load. It'll be on for like an hour.
What's the anti-sword thing about?
I don't fucking know. Yeah, are they just so scared that that's going to come back and become the most powerful?
Melee warfare is coming back after all these years.
China, man. That's the fucking samurai sword shit.
Yeah, they're scared.
They're scared that that's going to pop up again.
This was just Lord of the Rings swords. I was like starting a little collection, and I wanted to show it off. And
have you had any celebrities reach out to you?
Dr. Phil follows me on TikTok.
Fuck off. Are you serious,
Ed
dude?
Ed Sheeran follows me on TikTok. Let me.
Ed Sheeran?
Not Ed Sheeran. Sorry.
How do you mix up Ed Sheeran with anyone else?
Get ready.
Some other ginger.
You'll know.
Is he a redhead?
Is he a redhead?
He's got like reddish hair, and he's also a UK singer.
One of the reddish One Direction guys?
UK singer.
I don't know who the fuck
you're
talking about.
Hold Me While You Wait is one of his like most popular songs.
Find that, Hot Bob. Hold Me While You Wait. Red-haired UK singer.
Louis Capaldi. There it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I'm friends with him on there.
Find a picture of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And while we're finding a picture of him, I want to ask you this. Is Dr. Phil and Mr. Mackey from South Park the same person?
We asked that to somebody recently. Yeah. Yeah. Now,
you're
riding on a unicorn. It looks like a fat edge.
That guy looks like the way I imagine British people would look.
Yeah.
He's fucking funny, too, man. It's so weird. He posts, like, super goofy clips.
Oof, these are not good pictures.
These are not good-looking people that should procreate in this world. What's his name?
Louis Capaldi. His songs are good, and he's really fucking funny. So I was like, oh, shit, that's cool that we're friends on here.
But Dr. Phil, though,
one was really impressive.
Yeah.
He only follows, like, 40 people, too, like 44, 45 people. And I'm fucking
Is he trying to bang you? Or
I don't know, but I wonder what video he saw, and he's like,
yeah.
Yeah,
you should DM. You should ask him. You should DM him and ask him, like, hey, what was it that
video
made you?
Yeah, because my videos are fucking weird.
Yeah, yeah.
And I can't see this being Dr. Phil's kind of humor. So,
Do you ever hit him up and be like, yo, why are you
following
me?
Did you follow me? No, I haven't yet. But I did make a video.
He's just right up there in Dallas.
Yeah. Oh, shit, I should go hang out with you.
Yeah.
Make a video.
Hi, you follow me on TikTok? What do you want to go to Applebee's or what?
Yeah. You want to check out the Carrabba's?
You want to hang out? Can I meet your wife?
There was a famous girl that's followed Jesse and I, my wife and I, right? And we couldn't figure out why, like maybe she listened to the podcast or something like that. And then she stopped following Jesse and then only followed me for a little bit.
Oh, does that create problems?
I would just say it over and over again. I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, man, it is so nice to have this one person following me that I can't. Over and over and over again. And then one night I came home and she'd stopped following me and it was over. It was, Simon Cowell's ex-girlfriend. She's now hosts like Extra and all that. Mm. Seymour is her name. Terry Seymour is her name.
I wonder what happened that made her follow you and then decide not anymore.
This has been the argument between my wife and I forever. What did both of us do? That Terry Seymour isn't following us anymore.
And
on
what
Instagram.
Did you do to where she was following you?
Yeah. Yes. So
was
what
it
were
a
the
movie
two?
You did 15 years ago?
No. I've never met her. I don't know her. But when it popped up, you know, and you see the blue check mark, and you're like, oh, shit, that's Terry Seymour. Put her on screen, Hot Bob. You'll know who this is.
Terry
Seymour. And what if I just completely botched her fucking name? Simon Cowell's ex-girlfriend who hosts Extra now. Because we every night at like 7 o'clock, there we go. Yep. There she is. So every night we watch Extra at our house. It's just on in the background because it's the only thing that's like kid friendly at like 7:30. So it's always on, and we've been pissed off about it. Like we can't. Hit me up. Let me know what we did, Seymour. I think it probably had to be like a political post or something like that. Yeah. Where you're just like, oh,
that's it.
Damn it.
I got to leave now.
Now, Caleb, you're new to the show, but we got some sponsors. Put this whole shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, GhostBed.com/drinking bros. Finest mattresses in the land. Best in the biz. 30% off everything in the entire store with the promo code Drinking Bros. That is sheets, that is pillows, that is adjustable bases, covers, you name it. You're getting 30% off when you use the promo code Drinking Bros at checkout. Now, I love the pillows. I've always been a huge fan of the pillows. Right now, if you order a mattress, take a picture of yourself on the mattress and pop it up on your Instagram and tag GhostBed as well as Drinking Bros. They're going to send you two free pillows. I promise you, the pillows are just as good as the goddamn mattress. Go to ghostbed.com/drinking bros today, where, as always, they get a 36-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest there at ghostbed.com/drinking bros. So go there, check out, use the 30% off deal, and then boom, pop on over to the no interest for 36 months. You're probably looking at a whole new mattress set for like $35. Go to ghostbed.com/drinking bros today and take advantage of that deal, or buy the mattress and then just go to, for 30% off, and then just go to Instagram, pop up a picture, and then congratulations. We'll send you two free pillows. Next up, we got Sunday. GetSunday.com/drinking bros to get $20 off your custom lawn plan at checkout. You're welcome, Dad. I gave you my promo code for this, and he used it. He put down probably 6 bags in the old backyard and was like, finally proud of you. After all this time, all the guests we've had, never said a word, and then boom. I get a nice lawn sponsor. Now he's amped. That's how great Sunday is, to be honest with you. Look, it's a free lawn analysis. It's amazing. You just type in your address. Literally pulls up everything. Everything you never knew about your own yard and your soil is in there. It's the best. And it'll tell you what kind of seeds to get and all that other stuff. I used it after that storm in Texas. Now my dad's on it. I had to buy his, though. But go to GetSunday.com/drinking bros. Super easy to use. Basically, all you have to do is you get the bags, you attach the ready-to-use pouch to a garden hose, and just spray. That's it. Lawn care. Used to take up the whole day. Now it takes less than 15 minutes. Best of all, it works. The grass looks better than ever. Let Sunday take the guesswork out of growing a greener, more beautiful lawn this spring. Visit GetSunday.com/drinking bros to get $20 off your custom lawn plan at checkout. That's $20 off your custom plan at GetSunday.com/drinking bros. Lastly, I just want to thank everybody out there for buying the audiobook of As the Sun Rises, It Dawns on Him. The feedback has been through the roof. Like, all these books, the St. James, Street James books, have exploded. Romance novels for dudes. It's all like Airplane and Blazing Saddles and all that stuff. Dan's performance. I'm going to get into it. You loved it as the 55-year-old Asian man and the colonel and the African parrot and all that stuff. I will confirm this. He will be in the next one as well. Big fan of his. Shout out to Jesse. For her multiple voices in it as well. Use the Audible credit. It's just free. Everybody's got Audible. Just use Audible. It's free. Go to audible.com right now, or iTunes, whatever you choose to listen to your audiobooks on, and check out As the Sun Rises, It Dawns on Him. And the other ones are on there. When Darkness Falls, He Doesn't Catch It. And so is
At night she cries while he rides his steed. Check that out now. Thank you, Caleb.
Have you ever gotten like heated messages over shit you've done from people where it's like, man, I thought you were different?
Oh, yeah, all the fucking time, especially.
And you don't do anything political.
I don't do anything political because it's like, for the most part, I don't follow really anything because I just don't give a shit.
That's what I knew. I fell in love with you when you said, I don't vote. I'm like, that's my man right there.
I was like, I just don't give a shit about any of it. And, I'll get, like, pressed all the time. They're like, hey, you should be using your platform to talk about this and this. And I'm like, fuck no. I'm like, it doesn't have anything to do with
it. You use your platform to talk about Hanes, man.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Get paid.
About their new special little compartment that holds all your junk in, like, a little sack.
Yeah, why don't you go to your fucking job
and
start proselytizing, look, start judging people for how they believe things politically and see how that works out for you. See if you still got a job, fuckface. Asshole. Shut the fuck up.
I've made like two videos that kind of touched on stuff, and it was like me just fucking with them.
I like how I'm the one that's pissed off about this, but I'm the one, even if it's on a fucking unrelated sports show, I'm like, you know what? This reminds me of some fucking politician, asshole.
Yeah.
I just want all my cake and I want to eat it as well.
Well, you're getting paid at least. That's
what's the point
matters.
Of having cake if you can't eat it, though?
Can't eat it, too. Like,
show me cake and tell me I can't eat it. I'll go to war to eat that cake.
Put your ass on it and fart.
Oh, boy. You can get paid for that, too, by the way. Apparently, quite a bit of money.
Yeah.
It's
fart porn is a thing.
The more niche you go.
And they fart on birthday cakes.
Yeah.
Dip your ass in it, you get some cake, icing on your ass, and then fart.
What's the dollar amount for you to do something like that?
Oof. Couple thousand.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's reasonable.
Couple thousand for sure. Yeah.
That's reasonable.
All right. So if you want to go to into this YouTube here and start donating money to us.
Yeah.
We reach 2,000. It's going to him.
2,000. It's going.
Yeah. We reach 2,000. I'll definitely put my ass on a cake and fart.
Oh, that'd be great. Any particular cake? Like, does it have to be your
cake,
birthday?
For sure. No, just a nice, dense chocolate cake. Because I want to see the icing, like, bubble out whenever I fart.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Any wording? Do we put happy birthday?
If you want. I just that'd be fine.
I mean, it's not going to matter.
Yeah, you're just going to
just a regular straight up sheet cake is probably what
you could just say it's a brisk.
What about German chocolate? Because I like that and I want to eat the remainder.
And then we can eat the rest.
I don't want the whole cake to go
Let
to
me
waste.
Let me fart it onto a plate for you.
Well, that's not really where I was going with that. If you could just keep your ass to one side or the other.
Yeah, I'll just try just enough for the whole to touch.
wearing a Nazi uniform. And then you do that.
Where'd the Nazi uniform come
from? German, right? German.
They're going to have a hard time living that down.
Yeah, well, you know, you kill 8 million people and people get pissed off about it.
It lives with you, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like China and
But
COVID.
Russia still isn't taking heat for killing 30.
Who do they kill? Am I dumb?
28 million Jews, dude.
No shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Stalin killed way more Jews than fucking Hitler did.
Man, I didn't know that.
Not a nice place.
I'm dumb. Yeah. I'm fucking dumb, dude.
I don't know that much stuff about that either.
No, you don't. You went to West Virginia, too. Yeah, did you graduate from there?
No. I've got like 6 years of college and just couldn't decide what I wanted to do because I didn't want to do any of it.
Mm.
I kept changing my majors and going for this and going for that. Like, I'm ready for the physical therapy program now, but I'm never going
to
do it.
What went to school for?
I started for forestry, then switched to criminology, and then I was like, man, I'm not going to make shit doing this. And I switched to physical therapy. And got all my, like, prereqs for that, ready for the program. I think I need, like, one math class or something, and then ready to go. But I'm probably never going to do it.
Yeah. Why criminology? Just out of curiosity.
I just thought it'd be cool. I thought it'd be fun to, because I was like, man, if I could,
look
you know,
at dead bodies.
Yeah, look at dead bodies.
Yeah, he really
is. Do, like, eventually get to, like, detective work and maybe do something like U.S. Marshal. I was like, oh, that'd be fucking killer. Just, like, you know, traveling and, like, hunting down dudes who were, like, you know, on the run from, like, that'd be fucking cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But none of it really paid much unless you were like super up there. So I was like, I'll just do something in the medical field.
That was your fallback? Yeah. Like, I'll just do something in the medical field. Fuck it. Who cares?
Because like the doing the like PTA and OTA and then like working up to PT and stuff like that, none of that's like crazy hard. And the like programs for them are fairly short. Like I've got two sisters that do OTA, and then a brother-in-law did PTA, and then like a bunch of other family members that are in it, and like it wasn't hard for them at all. So I was like, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And they make like killer money. So I was like, okay, yeah.
You know who else makes killer money in West Virginia is the lawyers who represent these
coal mines.
the coal mines, and then the one for workers' comp.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck is the story there? Dude, nobody wants to work there. Nah, so, like, these lawyers are fighting for these people in West Virginia. I watched this huge special on 60
Minutes.
It's got
to be something to do with mines. It's got to be something to do with coal mines.
Yeah,
you'd think so,
getting
right?
fucking hurt.
Yeah. And then opioids. Like, everybody's on fucking opioids.
Well, that's the wild wonderful whites of West Virginia there. Oh, yeah. You've seen that, right?
Everybody just gets fucked up in the mines and then becomes addicted to shit and just keeps going.
No shit.
Yep. That's like why I think it was.
They broke off from Virginia.
Yeah.
We want to do our meth, man. Yeah. Get out of here.
It's like number two or number three in the like country for like worst opioid addiction. So.
Yes. Yeah. And the workers' comp thing, like nobody wants to work anymore.
Yeah.
So they go into these lawyers and the lawyers are like, all right, cool. I'll get it for you from the state.
Yeah.
But I keep 30 or 33% of everything you get, like your benefit wise, forever.
Yeah.
And they all go in and fight for it. And there's like two law firms, if I remember correctly, that really specialize in it.
Yeah.
They've got like thousands of people, workers' comp.
I don't even really know like that much into it, but that's got to be what it is. Something to do with like all the mind shit.
Yeah. Man, that'd be a fun thing for you, though, if you didn't want to work a lot.
Yeah, I'd just be like, I don't want to.
Just go do the mines for a year and then pop out of there and just be addicted to opioids and kind of chill after that.
Easy. Get carpal tunnel from playing all those video games.
Oh, I definitely will if I keep playing that many video games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your go-to?
On games?
Gun to head, yeah. You only get to play one for the rest of your life.
Gun to my head. I mean, I'm probably going to choose Skyrim.
Skyrim.
Yeah.
Gun to my head. I mean, it's complicated. It's complicated enough.
Yeah.
It's got that. It's like if you open up the world on Final Fantasy VII, the one that everybody really liked. You know what I mean? Like, you got those same elements that are classic gameplay elements, then you open the world up like that. It's probably the best one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's nice. It's just a lot of exploring. So much stuff that's always happening that you can't control. That'd be fun.
Did you
find any dead bodies out in there?
Oh, yeah. You find dead bodies in Skyrim.
But they
all
disappear
the
after a while. Yeah, so it's like.
How many people do you have on Twitch? I'm trying to look it up right now.
On Twitch, I think I just hit 25,000. I'm not like huge on there.
But shit.
Grizzly Puncher is my Twitch.
Grizzly Puncher is your Twitch.
That's always been my little gamer name, so I just kind of kept it.
And who do you play against? Like, is it just you?
No, it's usually like me and my like in real life friends from like back home. We usually just play Warzone for the most part when I stream. I've been trying to start streaming some other like single player games and stuff like that, like and get more people involved and hanging out in the chat and talking. But everybody just really likes watching us play Warzone the most. And I love playing Warzone, so it's always been the funnest for us.
That's hilarious, Jack. I'm surprised you're not a Twitch guy.
Yeah.
No, I don't play video games.
I don't either.
Yeah, when COVID hit, I lost a bunch of work. Like, I literally had nothing to do for the first couple months of COVID. I went and bought Major League Baseball and just fucking played baseball, video game baseball for like 2 months straight.
I think the last thing was maybe like RBI baseball, or like Mike Tyson's.
Back in the day.
That's
kinda
it. I play mostly sports games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like shooters too, but it's. I play video games to tune the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So for me, it's not something I necessarily want to do with an audience, because most of the things I do in life are already with an audience. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Well, what they say that the only two thing that men do for themselves that doesn't revolve around pleasing a woman or their work or whatever, the only two things men do purely for themselves is masturbate and play video games.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Hey, it's like a spa day for your dick.
Yeah.
It's a nice fucking spa day for your dick. That's great. Are you familiar with the guys on Twitch who leave the camera going and then get caught jerking off? Have you seen those videos?
I've heard of them. I don't know like which ones it is like in particular.
Okay. There was a compilation that was cut together of all the people who play video games for the screens.
And the comments just start erupting.
Yeah, and they're like, Have you ever had a mishap where you're like,
No, because I've only got, like my stream room is a whole different room, so I'm never going to just jack off in there.
Mm. You're the second person who said that.
Yeah.
So that it's like, hey, the stream room is totally separate, that way nothing ever fucked up.
Yeah, there's nothing that could, like go wrong. Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious.
But, I mean, it wouldn't be the first time that you jacked off in a workspace, would it?
No, wouldn't. No.
Yeah.
Dude, I've jacked off in my fucking car driving from Fort Benning.
I've done it. Oh, yeah.
Driving from Fort Benning up to my brother's place in Greenville, South Carolina.
Yep, El Paso to Midland was the last time I did it. Yeah.
Sock? You go sock on that?
I don't. This was 2012. I remember I was driving. Actually, I pulled an all-nighter from. I started in Orange County, California, and gassed up in El Paso. I was on my last leg, 2 hours. Had to stay up and did a nice. All
I
would have
fell asleep.
Yeah. No, yeah. I did it. Like I just made sure there was no truckers around because they get a good view. And other than that, yeah.
I look. I mean, to be honest, I don't think the truckers would have minded.
No. Yeah. No. They're probably doing it.
They're
too.
Truckers.
They're
yeah.
It's boring out there on the road.
Over
yeah.
And give you a thumbs up.
Yeah. Yeah. Or their wiener out.
Just
yeah.
Freaking. Yeah.
What are you jacking off to in the car though? Like, do you have porn up on a phone?
No. I'm an older millennial. I know how to use my imagination.
Yeah. Easy.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
I used an old iPod actually. You know about this. We before deployments, as soon as iPods existed, they became pornography transportation devices for military personnel.
The Hustler magazine was out. Yeah.
This, I mean, as soon as an iPod existed, anybody that was deploying had an iPod full of porn, right? I had the biggest one at the time. It was the possession I had other than my vehicle that cost the most money was my iPod, right? Because I got the biggest one that I could find, and I put the most amount of pornography on there, obviously. So then when I got home, I was like, well, I don't really need this anymore, but it's a nice to have, right?
Yeah.
But it just
I can mount it on the fucking dash of my vehicle, and hey, here we go.
So where does it exist now?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I probably threw it away.
Okay. I mean, I didn't. That's something you keep, though.
No. I'll tell you one thing. When I find a video from, 2005 that I remembered that I used to love back, 2005... It's like I get so excited.
It transports you back to a time when you had ejaculations without consequence.
Yeah, I just...
It's a magical time
I remember this video. This was 2005. It's, and now it's all grainy and shitty looking, but I was like, this was my favorite video.
Like Heather, whatever the fuck her name is.
Oh, Blowjob Heather, yeah.
Yeah. Her husband was an active duty Marine during her entire
career.
Yeah,
that was at Pendleton. Yeah, that was when I was there. Yeah,
Blowjob Heather. What's the story of Blowjob Heather?
IDthroat.com.
She was like the first amateur to monetize just filming herself. Fuck.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the name of
it? Her and her husband.
The website still
exists? IDthroat.com. Oh, yeah.
If you pull it up, but don't put it on YouTube, obviously.
They actually just made a new Heather Harmon. That's her name. Yeah,
she's got to be long retired.
No, they just made a comeback.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
No, don't put it on YouTube, obviously.
No.
Heather Harmon, let's see what do we got from
her. Here it is.
Watch our old videos free.
Yeah, those are the classics right there. That's 2003 right there. That was such a... I remember these videos.
Wow.
We used to watch, and I would be on a Navy ship, and there'd be 30 dudes in a common room watching this at the same time.
Is that her?
That's her 20 years ago.
But on the right or the left?
Left.
Okay. On the left. Two girls sucking this guy's dick. Right?
Yeah. So she's best known for being able to swallow an entire penis regardless of its length or girth.
Yeah, yeah. She's really good.
But it was always, I think it was her and her husband.
And
she's
rock climbing, apparently.
2001, look at that. No, she's rock climbing, though, in what are those, Tevas?
Yeah,
she's got a lot of depth to her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
Can we fast forward through this and see her sucking dick, please?
Can we, I don't need to see her rock climbing.
God damn it, dude.
That is Camp Pendleton right there.
Yeah. Okay, there we go. Nice. There you go.
Yep.
Wow, that's highly incriminating, to post yourself doing that on the road like that.
Well, I mean, I think the statute of limitations is gone after 20 years.
She's aged great.
That looks like I-15 right there.
She's aged really good, though. If that's her currently, go to the homepage real quick. I don't need to see this to completion, Bob.
Yeah. Can we see the cum, man? Jesus. I'm waiting for the cum. Bob's back there jacking off already.
Jacking off and it works.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's her current day?
Okay. She definitely got some bigger.
She aged great. She aged great.
Plenty of surgery.
Nothing to be ashamed of, but she got her tits real big.
Yeah, that was unnecessary.
No. Oh, she's an OnlyFans now.
Well, of course. A fucking Bad Baby threw up an OnlyFans this week and already hit $1 million.
Yeah,
right?
So Barbie is her name. She's 18 years old. It was the Cash Me Outside. How about that, girl?
Oh, geez.
Speaking of Dr. Phil, Dr. Phil.
We didn't
Phil.
See that coming, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Dr. Phil probably subscribed.
is Giorgio back there? Yeah. Giorgio, you have an OnlyFans account. We'll pay you to get this. What did she post? Have you seen it?
I'm going
to
go look up right now.
Yeah. I tell you what. Are you able to put it on that screen? I mean, not for the people at home, obviously, because we'll get flagged. But
I don't want
to
watch it.
Really?
I don't know. I don't know.
She's got huge tits.
Yeah,
People have been waiting for her to turn 18 forever. There used to be a website that had a countdown.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
People did that for the Olsen twins back in the day, too.
I know.
Yeah.
It was creepy. Yeah, it was
what weird, a huge man. Mistake. The younger sister was the one they should have been looking at. She's way hotter.
Oh, yeah. This weird story about this. They pitched her to be on Drinking Bros like 3 years ago. And she looks fucking really old, right? And I go, I remember the Cash Me Outside girl.
Yeah, they were like, she's 14. We're like, no.
And I go, oh, no. No fucking way. No. And they were like, she's promoting her rap career.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is the dumbest shit I've ever heard of.
24 a month, too. Holy
dude,
shit.
She made $1 million in one day. And then here's the other part about it is she, that song that she had, that album,
yeah,
it's a fucking huge success, and then she won 2 American Music Awards. And I was
like,
"Was
it good?
Yeah, they're actually good.
Yes.
Yeah, they're
good for her.
So she has like this huge career. So she turns 18, I think a week ago or 2 weeks ago, and then immediately joins OnlyFans. Giorgio, we'll pay you to do this.
I'm working on it. There's a lot of like fake accounts. I'm trying to find the real one.
Oh, do they do fake accounts and shit?
That's why you gotta get verified.
Is she verified? Like, do they do that on OnlyFans? I know nothing about OnlyFans. I don't have an account or anything.
OnlyFans Blue Chat, for sure.
Okay, so she's the only one on there. So you start to get into this issue. Like, you're huge on social media, right? Do you feel obligated when people are giving you money to do, like, fucking crazy shit or no?
No. Not really.
For real?
Like, if they're just giving me money, like I do the cameo shit every now and then, too, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's about the only time that ever comes into play, because then I'm making a specific video for them.
Got
it. Like somebody's birthday or some shit like that. Because nobody's ever really just like given me money other than like when I'm Twitch streaming. That's when it can become an issue, because sometimes you'll have people that come in and they think that they can just give you a fuckload of money and then become like your real life friend.
What's the highest total you got?
Well, 1 month, this was when I was still on PlayStation. I hadn't even switched over to PC yet. I made like right at $11,000, and that was like when I was first really starting out. And it's just between like a handful of dudes, but some of them just try and get like too close. They're like, hey, can I play with you? Hey, am I going to be able to play with you guys this week?
Right.
Hey, man. And then they'll donate a bunch and think that you'll be like, and they'll be like, well, what about now? And you're like, no.
And then when you don't give them what they want, then they lash out at you.
Yeah, they get kind of pissy, and then like they don't come around much, or they'll come back and donate again and be like, yo, can I play now? And you're like, no. And then they're like, all right, fine. It can get weird, yeah.
The reason I ask, Jesse always says this, my wife, she always says this shit is like a slippery slope, because it's like, all right, if people are paying you to do shit online, right?
Yeah.
It's going to start off small with like, oh, hey, how about a foot pick, you know?
Yeah.
No big deal.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's like, show me those calves. All right, great. Now,
what are you doing?
Let's see an ass shot. And
you're waiting
then,
on what?
To report on OnlyFans.
Okay.
Yeah, let's see. What do you got? What do you got here?
Don't waste your $28. It's a Bella Thorne Sitch version 2. Nothing more than bathing suits.
Okay. Great. Yeah.
Nice.
Thank you, Giorgio. Yeah, $24. Because that was the biggest gripe with Bella Thorne, where she made a fucking $1 million, and then she didn't show anything. And then here's what I'm talking about. She felt obligated after that because she got fucking slammed.
Yeah.
And then a couple days later, she posts herself buck naked in the shower.
You owe it to me to see you naked. That's basically what people are saying.
Yes.
You owe me to see you naked.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so weird.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she's 18, so it's a little old for Matt Gaetz, but I'm kidding. Yeah. No, we don't know.
We'll see.
We don't know that story yet. But
we'll see. I always say we'll see.
There was some new info today.
That's why the other day, what was it, fake news? When I was just like, look, that Tucker Carlson interview seemed so fucking weird that I was like,
they all know each other. They're all connected in the same families.
This is a new development. Justice Department inquiry into him. So they were originally looking into him because of his connection to a guy that just got fucking arrested for a bunch of other bullshit.
Correct.
Now this one, the Justice Department is looking into a bunch of money he's paid to a variety of different women for whatever reason.
All right. A Seminole County tax official is under investigation for sex trafficking.
Yeah.
At the office he allegedly used to make fake IDs.
Yeah, that's the guy that got arrested.
So, all right, let me ask you this, Dan. If homegirl was 17 years old, but she had a fake ID, what happens in that situation?
I don't think anything. I mean, if she has a fake ID, that would imply that he had seen a fake ID and been lied to, and he's not guilty of anything, frankly.
The implication is he got her the ID.
He got her the ID.
Oh, he got her. Matt, they're saying Matt Gaetz got her the ID so he could travel with her.
This is employing the fake ID.
Eesh, that is next level trafficking shit.
Yeah, that's certainly he will go to prison for a little bit of time.
A little bit of
that.
Time. Yeah. And again, we don't know whether this is true or false, but
we'll see.
It's pure speculation.
Yeah.
Holy shit!
Why don't you bring up the Drinking Bros merch store too? We got some new shit.
Oh
out.
Yeah. Pull that up too. That we finally drinkingbros.com. We finally got the fucking Pornhub shirts in.
Not even close.
Nice. Not even close, Bob.
It's shop.drinkingbros.com. Click store.
Store. Boom. Pop that up on the screen.
Yeah, put that on there. So the new All Politicians Are Cunts designs are out. You can see those stickers and shirts.
Those are awesome.
We also have the new Drinking Bros Pornhub logo. We got the IED, the Ignore Everyone Deployed, which is Jack's favorite shirt, I believe, on the site.
Yeah.
That's fucking
I'm wearing
hilarious.
That the next live show.
Then you've got a variety of other things. Gay for Straight is a big one. People
oh, dude, everybody's wearing this Gay for Straight. Yeah.
And Chuck Liddell's wearing it all over the country right now, which is super funny.
Everywhere.
Yeah, and we got a bunch of other stuff. We got some new stuff coming soon, too, in about 2 weeks, and including coffee mugs and shit. Mm.
The hilarious part is we could not figure out the merch store for, like, 2 years, and now we have, like, everything on there, which is
awesome. Yeah, I'm also getting hoodie samples in this weekend, and we'll decide on those and then send them back.
And we talked to the Whoopi hoodie guy, too, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot going on.
What would it take for you to go to OnlyFans, Kayla?
I had it for, like, a month. For a while, where I just posted content.
A lot of people were doing that, yeah.
No shit.
I had a lot of people that were like it was like Patreon, basically.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were like, yeah, you should make like the OnlyFans and just post like exclusive skits there. Yeah. And I had it for like a month and a half, and I was like,
but you can do the same thing on Patreon or Twitch.
Yeah.
Right?
And I was like, I'm just not really that into this. I feel like bad, honestly. I was like, and there's such a weird stigma with like OnlyFans and Patreon, like they. People expect to see your, like, dick or butt.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, I was like, I'm not really into this, and I just deleted it.
Well, the real issue with even using that for creator content is that it's built for the upsell to be in the chat function.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's their biggest feature is being able to talk to somebody, right?
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
I mean,
like, I just talk to people in my DMs for free. I'm not going to charge somebody to have a conversation. Yeah, that seems so weird to me.
Yeah, so I honestly just felt like a stink about it, so I just deleted it after, like, the first month and a half, something like that.
Yeah, now, our producer Giorgio has one, but he actually shows his dick on
it. Yeah,
so.
His
butthole,
yeah. That's pretty much all I was getting on there was, like, gay dudes that were like, when are you going to post butthole pics? When are you going to show your dick? When are you
really?
Is that a thing? Do gay dudes want to see pictures of other dudes' buttholes?
Yeah.
Sincerely,
ask Giorgio.
I'd figure they would want to see their dick, but not...
Oh, they want to see the butthole, too, especially if you're a straight dude.
All the requests are butthole and butt play, and then it's the verbal.
Okay.
Yeah, gay men are...
So what Giorgio just said, because he's not mic'd up, he said everybody wants to see butthole pics, and then the verbal, like, talking back and forth.
Mm.
Or are you talking them through your... seeing your ass on time, then to jack off?
J-O-I?
Oh, jerk-off instructions. All right. Now that makes more sense. Mm.
You probably should charge more than $5.
Was there any women that were into it, or was it just gay dudes? Oh, boy, that's a sheepish grin there. No.
Yeah, money is money, man.
No, money is money. You gotta earn that $80, you know, somehow.
I've kissed a lot of men for work purposes before.
what's the over-under?
Brandon Rogers did a make-out scene with him. That was a real kiss. And then a lot of the time I'm not getting directly paid. It's just so once I've done it for a show, and I've kissed men like probably 10 other times.
Yeah, just to do it.
Just to do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like giving kisses. Sometimes it's a really heavy, like Brandon. That was a heavy duty kiss we exchanged.
Yeah. Is it tongue?
He slipped tongue, but I was doing acting kiss. But he went for a real kiss.
I think you got to go for it then.
Yeah.
You said Brandon did that? Are you going to sue him?
No, I did it. I did it in a video with him. Yeah.
Yeah. I like that a lot.
It was first. Jared and I made that fake stock photo, stock footage video. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where we're selling stock footage.
That's fucking
It's like funny. Man has heart attack in front of his child. And it was like me having a heart attack and like Jared's kids like, wake up, daddy.
It's like way too specific stuff.
Yeah, it's like super specific. Like man calls a woman Uber after one night stand. Like,
yeah. That's my late night hobby, right?
Finding stock footage.
Finding stock photos late at night with whatever fucking weird keywords I can come up with.
The bet.
I'll I want to hear your best. I'll tell you my best.
Yeah.
Woman pushes man into, or no, man pushes woman in a wheelchair in a pool.
Yes. And yeah. They've got everything on there.
Everything. I was shocked. I couldn't fucking believe it. I was like, this is awesome.
Dude, do you...
Let's get dark.
Because they suck. Because they're not accurate. You can tell they're actors.
Yeah.
But my favorite are the... There's a lot of them. It's soldiers with guns to their heads. Like...
I knew it was going dark for you.
There's a bunch of them. I love them.
Yeah, there it is.
Put
yeah, so put up mine first. And
he
then
asked her to marry him?
Yeah.
Then he pushed her into the pool.
Then he pushed her into the fucking pool.
So what I'll do is I'll download the whole series, and I'll create stories with them with voiceover. So I make stories out of all the stock photos. I've done that for a few videos.
Who could possibly have requested this?
I don't know, but this is what I found late at night. It's so funny that this is a
Lifetime movie is happening right now.
Yes, yes.
Did she say no?
He already paralyzed her. Now he's dumping her in the fucking water.
Yeah. Is that it? So this is on screen, right? For YouTube.
I love how he's in his chones there, and she's in a full ball gown.
Well,
dress.
She's in a wedding dress.
Yeah.
You know, she thinks she's getting proposed to, and he was cleaning up, and, you know. She's just by the pool. I don't know that he got her out of there. What was the other one? Soldiers holding guns to their heads?
Yeah, just put like PTSD soldier stock footage. there's so many good ones.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. I love them. Yes. So
put them up and go through them one by one here.
So start
with the first
the
one.
The one. Okay,
The top right. Oh, God. Yeah. Look at the look in this guy's eyes.
Yeah, it's just so bad. It's so bad.
Oh, man.
But there's...
he doesn't look like he served.
No, these are all like models and everything like that.
Oh,
but that,
oh God.
I made a whole... So there's a bunch with that guy specifically and a woman, him and her arguing. So I did a whole story that was like a minute and a half about how he just got back from deployment. And he was so sad that the only way that they were going to get through their marriage is to make a baby. So it was a whole thing I did, yeah.
And this... you can buy this on Getty Images. What kind of gun is that, Dan?
It's like a 32 or 25 revolver.
Yeah, totally. You'd never see that in a serviceman.
I mean, that's not real. That's not real. But from the size of it, that's what it would look
pull
like.
Pull the. Oh God, the guy.
Oh, he's just staring at his
shot. I got to show you the video. I got to show you the video I've done with this guy.
Go to the other one. Why is this guy blindfolded here with the blindfold up top? Like, what does that mean?
That means he's letting a dude suck his dick right now, but he doesn't want to see it as a dude. Yeah. Probably, right?
Yeah.
Why else would you blindfold yourself?
Yeah, his cum face.
Oh, man.
Show me your cum face.
He looks
face.
Like a character out of a Metallica music video.
Oh, look at the blocks. Oh, no. There's one with wooden blocks.
This is the same dude, but his hair's mussed.
Yeah, look at the ones with the wooden blocks. Why would he be holding baby blocks? Like, he wants to tell you that he's got PTSD, so he holds his baby's blocks.
This is all
up.
I have left for my
I've
family.
I've got PTSD, potential to suck dick. That was a meme that I saw the other day.
That's not bad.
It had like a freaking skeleton on a Harley.
Go back to the other pictures, Bob. This is fucking insane, dude.
So, and there's so, there, but anything, right? There's so many good soldiers. Oh, hey, if you paralyzed soldier stock footage. Those are even best. Those are the best. Those are the best. There's a one. Yes. Oh God, I love it. Look at that. Yeah. No. Below that, to the left. To the left. These are all so great. These are all so great.
What is he doing, dude?
His kid. His family's on. They're just sitting on the computer, and he's having a meltdown. It's like they're googling his symptoms. Like, does my husband have PTSD?
Wow.
But does the kid have like headphones on? Oh no. Why?
But there's another one.
Why did he fall out of the wheelchair, dude?
There's another one, Bob, where he's the guy's now playing video games happily with his family.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, with his kid. Oh. There you go. What's so the wife doing in the background?
She's in there.
No, she's back there. She's behind him. Blow that up.
Oh, they got the woman version too. Yeah, the female, the wounded female. Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, my favorite one is.
Oh, it's the same dude. So they just swapped out positions.
There's one of her, though. There's one of her in the wheelchair with a broom, like sweeping in the wheelchair, and the guy's just like playing video games in the background or something like that. It's so great.
Oh, she's sweeping. Why does she have to sweep out the wheelchair? That he?
No, she's sweeping the floor from her wheelchair while the guy's just sitting on the couch.
Oh my gosh, what's the one with the birthday cake there?
Is it? Oh, is she shooting up right there? Oh,
oh, she's having
fun.
Oh,
no, she's killing herself.
Wow. Jeez.
Why
is the kid reading a book while the mom is killing herself right in front of him?
And why is she still wearing like a quasi-military uniform later, presumably years after her services ended? Yeah. That was a red flag. Yeah. Shit.
Oh, go back to that. What's the birthday cake one, Bob? It's right there. Yep, that one.
Oh, it's flowers.
Oh, it's flowers.
Oh, okay.
This is
okay.
How you treat a woman.
So. Yeah, with PTSD. Okay, and now scroll down. There's one that...
There's so many good ones.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody's using an Oculus right there? What the fuck is that shit?
Wow, like a virtual reality.
Oh, so there's a... I'm going to use those because those will be good for my doing a story on those. Yeah, there's a bunch. Oh, look at her. She's sad and he's holding a teddy bear for her.
And homeboy next to him is saluting something.
Yeah, there's that guy. Why is this guy saluting out the window?
He's saluting
birds.
And that's by the way, a patrol cap. It doesn't have Velcro in the back.
I love how it's like 7 a.m. He's holding his car. He sees a flock of birds go by. And he just
salute.
Oh, that's an eagle.
Yeah,
that's freedom right there, brother.
Jesus Christ.
What's the most fucked up? Yeah, because I'll stay up late at night and just think of fucked up keywords to put in and do it. Do a motorcycle accident stock footage. Let's try that.
Oh, God.
Just off the top of my head here. Let's do motorcycle accident stock footage shots or stock photos. Oh, there it is. Look at this guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no blood.
No head trauma whatsoever, but
no.
Yeah.
But he's dead on the side of the road, apparently. Yeah. Man, if you name it, you can fuck. They have
I like
it,
that
dude.
Clip art right there too. That's not bad.
Yeah, that Look clip that. Art is good. Look at that. It's the guy's flying off the fucking motorcycle. Yeah,
that looks like something that's getting turned into a fucking stained glass.
Yeah. All right, Bob. Let's do this. Top of the head. Let's go. Man strangles himself. Stock footage. Stock photo. Yeah, you got to go stock photo.
Yeah.
I knew it, dude. I knew it.
So this is like rule 30. This is like rule 34. Rule 34 is rule 34 of the internet.
Yeah.
And it states that if you can dream about it,
it's
porn
there.
Of it exists.
Look at how many people. Just scroll down. Look at how many people are fucking about to hang themselves.
Oh, man. That's this. Some of them. Don't click any on the real pictures because they're people that hung themselves.
Yeah. Okay. Let's. I'll tell you what, Bob. Go to clown scares child at birthday party. Stock photo. Let's see if that one's on there. Oh, there it is. Look at that. The third one, Bob. There you go. Look at
that. Well, that's real. That is a real reaction right there.
That kid's not that good of an actor. That's definitely real.
That is real as shit, dude.
We've seen him in a couple of other plays. He's not that good.
Ooh, why would you do that to your kid? Because you get paid for these.
I don't know.
Way.
Why would you threaten your kid with hell?
Why is this girl strangling a clown? Yeah. She's like fucking 4 years old.
Yeah, he's crossed the line here, right?
He's done something.
Whatever the...
He's done something.
Something has happened here. That's not a good look. That's definitely not a good look.
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah, this is what I do, like, super late at night. And my wife's always like, dude, what are you doing? Oh, post. What's that? What is that one?
Jesus.
That looks like a movie poster.
Yeah. Look at this kid. He's got a bunch of cut-up dolls around him and shit.
Did he have clown makeup on?
He's got a little bit of makeup on.
Robert, can you do obese man crying stock photo?
Ooh, that's a good one. What's he crying about, the food or the weight?
I mean, we can make up the story. That's the beautiful part.
Yeah, let's see. Oh, yeah, the first one. Look at this guy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what's he got in his hand? The diabetes medicine?
Or is he pointing to the empty hand of like, hey, man, I should have. Yeah, I
wish that burger
food.
Was here.
He just dropped a fucking, he's at the state fair and he just dropped one of those big turkey legs on the ground.
The ones that cost $16.
Yeah, this guy bacon wrapped
around. What's the banana one? What's the guy with the banana?
Is that a corn dog? He's eating out of a banana? What is that?
Oh, look at the tits on that guy. Yeah, you can post that. It's a dude, right?
Mm.
He's clearly living his best life. He's not crying at all.
No.
That's not a man that needs to cry. Look at all those. He's got sausage. He's got a fucking sausage banana.
Look at the gap in those front two teeth.
Too. That's a Michael Strahan gap right there.
Well, formerly.
Yeah.
Did Michael Strahan get his teeth fixed?
It was April Fool's.
Oh.
I hate April Fool's.
Yeah, why would you freaking fix your teeth? That's your look, man.
Yeah. Look at the kid staring out the window. That's a good one right there. This fat kid.
Oh, yeah.
This fat kid staring out the window. Is he Chinese? Oof, no socks, too? That's, God damn it, man.
And is
That's
he holding what gets me laptop? About this. What's he holding on to there?
It's like a folder, maybe? Yeah.
A folder, but here's the thing. When they took the fucking socks off, like, God damn it, man. Like, that's some deep shit. Yeah. Like, if you're the photographer, you're like, all right,
take
cool.
Take your socks off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, hey, man, this isn't sad enough. We really need to get people to
what's,
feel
what do you think's in the folder, Jack?
Medical records.
Yeah, obviously it's the.
I've got type 65 diabetes right now. Yeah.
God damn it! I could literally do this for hours and hours.
Yeah, look
and hours.
Up happy abortion stock.
Photo. Oh shit! Yeah. All right, happy abortion stock photo. Let's see.
Like they're happy that they did it.
Oh my God!
Oh yeah!
There's a gun. Yeah. No, the gun to the stomach. The gun to the stomach. Rob the second one. Jesus, put that up on screen right now. Right now. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
There is a handgun directly to a... She's in her third trimester. Right against the stomach. Wow. Oh,
that's like Che Guevara right there, man.
Why do these exist?
Well,
dude?
He's got his finger on the trigger without the hammer back, so she's probably going to be fine, but... I don't know for sure. Maybe it's a double action.
Happy abortion.
Oh, no, dude. Why would you take that stock photo?
Wait, what's the one?
What's
abortion
the arm?
Message high resolution. It says abortion message, the far right, top right.
There you go.
Okay,
it's a
gotcha.
Party for her abortion. Okay. It's her buddies having a party for her abortion.
I always wanted to do a gender reveal, and it's black. Right.
Yeah. Oh shit.
Then we just said we got an abortion.
All right. So let's try this one, Bob. Let's do wrong race baby at birth stock photo.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I know where you're going with this.
Let's see if there's a black baby and a white people that are super disappointed.
Oh no.
We might have done it, dude. We might have gotten to the end of this. Hold on. No, stock photo.
Angry father at birth.
Yeah, but that you can't. This doesn't necessarily mean it's because of the race.
I think that's just the only way we might be able to find.
Yeah. We might have cracked the code on this.
What about
one
that
here.
One right there?
Which one?
Oh wait, that's a real photo. That's not stock. That's a real. Oh look at that. That one's dark right there. He's about to smack the shit out of his kid.
Oh my shit. Angry father.
I don't get to go play in my fucking bowling league anymore because of your bitch ass, kid.
He's about to shake his head.
Yeah. I'm surprised wrong race at birth stock photo isn't there.
Right? It's relatable.
Yes. That's had to have happened to people where it's just like, wait, what the fuck? Uh-huh. Yeah. Especially in West Virginia, for Christ's sakes. Yeah.
Well.
Oh, man.
What about spiking a baby stock image?
Oh, like a touchdown.
Yeah, yeah.
Spiking a baby like a football stock photo. What do we got here?
There it is.
No.
People
no,
aren't.
That one's too graphic.
People aren't on the abusing child thing, I guess.
Well, you can always go with the tried and true.
Yeah, but throwing this is going to be tossing up in the air.
Yeah.
That's wholesome.
Man, it's good to end on child abuse. Caleb, this is the point of the show. We get to the Drinking Bro of the Week, which is someone who has inspired you or helped you become the person you are today. Who would you like to give the Drinking Bro of the Week to? Did you get to clear your throat?
Yeah, I guess, like, can I say Tim and Eric? Like,
as
a collective, love their stuff. Yeah. I think they really... helped shape some of my humor for sure.
Those guys are great, man. Yeah. I'm a huge fan of them. They do. If you don't know Tim and Eric, obviously they do absurdist comedy.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Have you seen his stand-up bit?
No, I got to go see him live here just a couple months back.
Oh wow!
In Pittsburgh, it was awesome. I got to get up on stage with him and be a part of a skit. It was
no
unreal.
Shit.
Yeah, it was so fucking cool. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah,
I saw so on YouTube maybe right around Christmas, right before Christmas. I think it was either Tim. Yeah, it was Tim. Is Tim the tall one?
That's Eric.
Eric. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So it was Tim who did 1 hour of stand up like a serious comedian.
Yeah.
And it was the worst thing of all time. Oof. But he combines like little pieces of other comedians' acts, so like different traits and things.
Yeah.
And he did a full serious 1 hour show in front of a crowd. And it was the worst thing of all time. So when you watch it, dude, it's so fucking funny, man. I've seen it like 2 or 3 times.
Yeah.
It's the, but he does, they do shit like that all the time, yeah, where it's just absurd.
Yeah.
And I'm huge, huge fans of those guys.
Oh, yeah.
They used to do this charity event too every year where they did a steak dinner. I went to it like 4 years in a row. And you go there and all they give you is an apron. And you get served the steak on a table. You have to eat it with your hands. You have to eat the vegetables with your hands. All of it, and then they put you with like different comedians and shit like that. So that way you're always meeting somebody new. But at the end of it, the tables just have sauces and juices and shit everywhere. You're just, and you rub your hands on the table so you don't get napkins or anything. You can either choose to wipe it on your apron. Yeah. Or, and then you eat the food off the table. That's what you do.
What is the purpose of any of this shit?
I don't know, but that's what they, it's all absurdist kind of humor, and it's hilarious. Stuff. But they treat the dinner completely seriously, too, and all the money goes to charity.
Have you seen that new Eric Andre movie?
Yes, I just watched it.
Yeah, oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
It's good. It reminded me of Bad Grandpa a little bit, which I liked. It was I love Bad Grandpa. Style.
I only watch Rambo First Blood over and over. For 6 months now, I've been exclusively watching that film.
Are you allowed to tell people the name of your book club?
Well, no.
Okay.
Yeah, we could say it. I don't know if I've decided on that yet, but right now...
That's what we want.
I'm getting a lot of pressure to call it Reading Rambo, but I'm not.
that's a good name.
It's the best.
Yeah. It's pretty funny.
Also, me and Jared have a new product that we're going to pitch to you both.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's coming soon. Yeah.
That's coming soon.
Great.
Yeah. Is it energy-based products? Dressing. Yeah. Energy
ranch. Oh, energy ranch dressing. Yeah. That's even better.
It's going to be really good.
Yeah. We're going to do a thing where they pitch us the product, and then we've got some additional things going on that I won't say.
Mm-hmm.
Because
sure.
they're way worse.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm all in. Caleb, where can everybody find you on social media?
Caleb W. Francis on pretty much everything other than Twitch. That's Grizzly Puncher on Twitch.
Grizzly Puncher on Twitch?
Yep.
Fantastic, man. You're a funny fucking dude.
Thanks so much, man.
We appreciate you being here
today. Yeah, this was fun. Yeah, thank you for having
Jack
me.
Mandeville, you can check out every Friday night on the Friday Night Jack Sesh on Drinking Bros. Patreon, there's a reason it is on Patreon is because shit gets fucking wild. Yeah,
Caleb's going to be on it tonight.
Caleb's going to be on it tonight. Are you wearing a shirt?
If I don't have to.
You can come as can come however you want.
Come as you are, as you were, as well.
As always.
Nirvana, yeah. A lot of people don't wear shirts on there.
Nice, perfect.
Fake Dan, there was a lot of people that were impressed with your physique.
You've got that body.
Yeah, really. They were like, sly undercover. Yeah. Fake Dan's fucking jacked. No shirt,
nice.
Do that.
Nice.
Slide on over to Patreon and watch that because it just gets fucking out of control, dude.
Yeah.
And there's a call-in number, so we should tell people it's a call-in show.
Yeah, yeah.
And Jack will answer or not answer anything you want.
Yeah, it's the producers are pumping them through, and I took your advice, Ross. I actually made a big ordeal about it on air that Ross threatened to fire me, and I had a meltdown. But I'm moving through the callers a lot faster than I was before. Because my problem is I like to try to like get to know people, and I'm like, this is not good for listening, if it's me just wanting to learn about where you're from.
One dude you talked to for like 58 minutes. And
did I really?
I was like, Jack, you got to
answer some more calls. Another thing you tend to do is try to give shit from the set away.
Yeah.
So don't do that.
Yeah.
We need this stuff, you asshole.
Well, I always just assumed that either Dan or Giorgio is going to follow through. Luckily, they haven't.
No, I wouldn't. You can't expect me to do anything.
You gave my truck away on an episode.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Also, you told some dude he could live in his house for a while.
Yeah. Yep.
So,
I just like it when people are good callers. I want to reward them.
Yeah. Reward them with your own shit, Jack.
I don't have that much. All I have is my dog and Uber rides.
You still the same girlfriend?
Same girlfriend, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, my HSG, my hot Swedish girlfriend.
Awesome. Awesome. You guys getting married or not? What's the story?
Yeah, we're going to do it in Sweden.
No shit. When?
Yeah. Whenever things open back up.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Have they met you? Have the parents met you?
No, just through FaceTime, yeah, because, everything's shut down over there. Mm. She's got a Swedish passport, so she's bueno, but she wouldn't be able to come back here, probably.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. But She's going to go meet my parents here in about 2 weeks. She's going to go meet Becky.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
That's great. Have they seen, they've seen a picture of her, obviously.
Yes.
Did your dad ask, like, hey, man, are you worried that this girl's too hot for you?
No. You know, the good news is he's been legally blind for, like, 6 years. Basically, ever since my brother died. Maybe that affected him. Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah. His oldest son died, and he went legally blind in the same year. Yeah.
You think he's faking it? Yes or no?
No, because my dad loves TV way too much.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah. So what, they don't, does he, like, because, what's his name?
Oh, yeah.
For years.
Yes, right, dude, Stevie Wonder.
Stevie
he can
Wonder.
See, he can see shapes.
Shapes and colors.
Oh.
Yeah, he can see shapes
wow,
and colors.
Wow, no, that is a letdown.
It yeah. is, yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Now I wonder what all this was about. What was he looking at? Because well, before I just thought he was moving
so
his
he
head to music.
So he basically just has, like, macular degeneration.
Basically, yeah.
I'm not going to confirm or deny it, but there's like eight different people who have said, man, I fucking Stevie sees shapes and shit. Like we.
But how would you know? He'd have to tell you to know that for
sure. One of the stories was from a basketball player, so he was sitting courtside at a basketball
What did
he
do, fucking dunk or some shit?
Yes. It was, fuck, who was the guy who broke the backboards? Daryl Dawkins?
Oh, yeah.
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 And he was like, yo, Stevie fucking clearly looked at me after I fucking dunked and like... We were in a whole arena, yeah. You know? Like, how the fuck did he know?
Didn't Daryl Dawkins do a bunch of cocaine, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so he was an 80s ball player.
So it's like,
yeah.
Maybe he saw that, maybe he didn't.
There's like seven other people. Do your research on this tonight.
If you're an athlete in the 80s, I expect you were doing cocaine at work.
I would hope
so. Yeah. You've got it, right?
I mean, everybody's on Adderall now. We pretend like cocaine's bad. Adderall is one molecule away from meth.
Is it?
Yeah. Yes. The guy who invented it even said, like, I've created a monster.
Yeah.
No shit. Yeah. Let's have him on the show.
Yeah.
He's see around.
He, is he?
Yeah.
Let's still see. Does he still write prescriptions?
No, no, he was like a scientist. I don't. Ah,
that's disappointing. No, we want Adderall. I don't care about that.
Oh, okay, all right. I don't really give a shit about that.
No, I don't like uppers like that because that's what killed my brother.
Mm. Oh, was it really?
That's a real
no,
dark.
Was a downer.
Yeah,
he's a downer.
Was a downer guy.
Yeah. He was a downer guy.
What was it?
It was Scripps. I don't know the specifics.
Oh shit. Okay. Yeah. I don't know if you made that story up.
No, that's very real.
Man.
Yeah, I want to make sure I'm airing out bad family history in front of everybody right now.
Yeah, it's and really we appropriate. And we, what we love to do on this show is just end the show on a super downer.
Yeah.
Once in a while. So we'll go ahead and say goodbye to everybody. And then, Jack, I want you to look into that camera and then just tell a story about your brother. For D'Anthony Holloway, Ross Patterson, Caleb Francis, that's Jack Mandeville. We're the Drinking Bros. Jack, take it away.
My brother was a metalhead. He actually got me into music. But when he passed away, he was older than me. He was 42 years old.
Good night, everyone. We'll be right back.